Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This episode of Food Psych is brought to you by my Intuitive Eating Fundamentals online course. If you're ready to break free from diet culture and reclaim the life it stole from you, learn more and sign up at ChristyHarrison.com/course. That's ChristyHarrison.com/course. Welcome to Food Psych, a podcast dedicated to critiquing diet and wellness culture and answering your questions about intuitive eating and the anti-diet approach. I'm your host, Christy Harrison, and I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, journalist, and author of the books Anti-Diet, which is available now, and The Wellness Trap, which will be out in early 2023. And by the way, on this show, I avoid saying diet culture stuff like weight and calorie numbers, but we don't censor swear words or other adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Hey there, welcome to Food Psych. I'm your host, Christy Harrison, and today I'm going to be answering a listener question about how to recognize hunger and not just plow through your day without eating enough and ending up in an unintentional restrict rebound cycle. I know a lot of people struggle with this in the process of relearning intuitive eating, so this is an important topic for anyone working to make peace with food. Before I get into it, though, just a quick announcement. This episode of Food Psych is brought to you by my Intuitive Eating Fundamentals online course, which is a 3-month immersion in intuitive eating with dozens of hours of content helping you learn this anti-diet approach, troubleshoot common sticking points, and get to a place of greater peace with food. It also has a huge library of Q&As from me and my team to help answer all the frequently and not so frequently asked questions that come up when you're learning or relearning intuitive eating. If you're ready to break free from diet culture and reclaim your right to a peaceful, easy relationship with food, learn more and sign up at ChristyHarrison.com/course. That's ChristyHarrison.com/course. This episode is also brought to you by my second book, The Wellness Trap, Break Free from Diet Culture, Disinformation, and Dubious Diagnoses, and Find Your True Well-Being, which is available for pre-order now. The book explores the connections between diet culture and wellness culture, how the wellness space became a hotbed of scams, misinformation, and conspiracy theories, why many popular alternative and integrative medicine diagnoses are misleading and harmful and deeply entangled with disordered eating, how wellness culture targets vulnerable people and ignores social determinants of health, and what we can do instead to promote true well-being at the individual and collective levels. Just go to ChristyHarrison.com/thewellnesstrap to learn more and pre-order the book for its April 25th release. That's ChristyHarrison.com/thewellnesstrap. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's question. It's from a listener named Devin who writes, "Hi, Christy. I have a long history of trying to manage my eating, including a brief stint of attempting quote-unquote intuitive eating, but really seeing it as the hunger and fullness diet. With the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, I was forced to let go of a lot of my previous disordered food habits. I began taking this as an opportunity to build healthier practices. Fairly early into it, I came across your podcast and began learning about real intuitive eating. I've been slowly but surely learning to accept my body, surrender my fear of weight gain, and truly give myself permission to eat whatever I want for whatever reason. And it started helping. I can feel myself becoming less obsessive about food. But I've recently encountered an issue that I don't really know how to address. Being less obsessive about food to where I'm no longer constantly thinking about it, yay, has led me to sometimes not end up eating much, if anything, until well past when I would usually have lunch. Then when I become hungry to the point of my body grabbing my attention, yelling, "Hey, feed me," I end up eating a lot in the evening and at night because my body is understandably trying to make up for the food I didn't give it earlier. I'm having trouble figuring out how to work through this in a way that isn't super reminiscent of a diet mentality, i.e. choosing a behavior with a specific goal of stopping myself from overeating later, and also don't impose rules that aren't based on honoring my body and its signals, i.e. always eat lunch by this time regardless of how you feel. I think the real issue is that I have trouble hearing my body's signals until it's practically yelling at me. And without the routines I used to have, like eating lunch with my coworkers and no constant obsessive thoughts of food, I actually need to hear my body when it tells me to eat. After trying to learn to ignore my body's signals or make them go away for so long, how do I even start to do that? Thanks so much for your podcast and everything you do. I can't even express how much it is helping me to overcome a struggle I thought I would never be free from. So thanks, Devin, for that great question and your kind words. Before I answer, I'll just give my standard disclaimer that these answers and this podcast in general are for informational and educational purposes only, aren't a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice, and don't constitute a provider-patient relationship. Also, this is just my take as one dietitian and journalist, and I hope you'll seek out other perspectives and listen to your own inner wisdom as well. So first of all, I'm so glad you've started making peace with your body and giving yourself full unconditional permission to eat. And it's awesome that you're seeing the benefits of that in now feeling less food obsessed. I also totally get how it can feel tricky to navigate this new issue of being so free from thoughts of food that you don't end up feeling hunger until it's raging. I think there are a couple of potential ways out of this pattern. The first is to reframe this not as an issue of diet mentality or rigid rules, but rather as an issue of self-care. As I like to say, a truly peaceful and health-promoting relationship with food is one that's based on self-care and not self-control. And so treating this as a matter of self-care really means thinking about the fact that when you're plowing past lunch without eating enough food, you're actually depriving your body and your brain of the energy they need to feel sustained and at peace and even keel. So by not eating enough throughout the day, it's likely that you're inadvertently causing yourself to feel more agitated, more volatile, more tired, you know, have all these symptoms that you otherwise wouldn't have if you were eating enough. So really, it would be good self-care to eat enough so that you avoid those, you know, unpleasant feelings, right? And the eventual quote-unquote overeating episodes really aren't things you need to control. They're just signals that you've missed some important moments of self-care throughout the day. It's not about demonizing quote-unquote overeating, and I use that in quotes because I really prefer to call it like makeup eating since you're making up for earlier deprivation. So it's not about that. It's about taking care of yourself and your needs in the moment. Another related thing that I think will really help here is learning to recognize the subtle signs of hunger. Many people think hunger is just a feeling of emptiness or growling in the stomach, and I used to think that too in my dieting days. But in reality, a feeling of emptiness or growling in the stomach is actually a relatively late stage of hunger for most of us. Hunger has lots of subtler manifestations that have nothing to do with those more overt stomach-based cues. And so here are a couple things to consider, a few of those subtle non-stomach signs of hunger. Thinking about food or planning your next meal is a big one. That is something that, Devin, it sounds like you don't have at this moment. But fatigue, losing focus, increased awareness of food and interest in food-related stimuli around you. So being attentive to smells or sights or sounds of people eating. Again, that's probably not something that you're experiencing a lot of if you're still working from home right now. But could be that maybe it's a food-related ad that pops up on your social media feed or a news article you're reading. Simply having the sense that you want to eat is another non-stomach sign of hunger. Difficulty making decisions, feeling irritable or annoyed, anxiety or restlessness, Salivating is an interesting one that some people have told me about, and many others that people find are maybe individual cues for them. So I would invite you to consider what non-stomach signs of hunger you notice for yourself. And of course, experiences like anxiety or feeling irritable can have causes unrelated to hunger. They're not necessarily just signs of hunger, but you might try observing and experimenting to figure that out. So do you tend to get anxious or restless, let's say, a few hours after breakfast? And if you eat a meal or snack at that point, do you start to feel better? If so, it's likely that anxiety or restlessness are one of your body's ways of expressing hunger. Hunger also has some more extreme manifestations, like feeling sick, having a headache, nausea, shakiness, a gnawing emptiness in the stomach, or other digestive symptoms. And those are often signs that you've gone way too long without eating, and you probably missed some of those important hunger signals, those subtler signs of hunger along the way. So, Devin, you might experience some of those kind of feeling sick symptoms or that, you know, shakiness, nausea, headache kind of stuff if you're going really long stretches of time without eating. So it's helpful to aim to eat at subtler signs of hunger rather than waiting until you get to those extremes. And interestingly, that holds true for people throughout the lifespan. Like I've learned in my recent infant feeding adventures that for babies, crying actually signifies a very high level of hunger. And it's better to feed them when they're exhibiting earlier hunger cues, like putting their hands to their mouths and smacking their lips and stuff like that. So kind of being attentive to those subtler signs of hunger is really important for avoiding a meltdown in a baby as well. One thing that might help is setting a bunch of reminders on your phone to check in with yourself throughout the day. And just, you know, do that every couple of hours in order to start tuning into those signals more in the moment. You might not be ready for a meal or snack at every single one of those points when your reminder goes off, but just the act of taking a little pause and checking in can help you start to be more attuned to how you're feeling. And so whenever one of those reminders goes off, see if you can identify any of those subtle signs of hunger that are present for you. Just do a little mini body scan and see if you can notice any fatigue, any listlessness or restlessness, irritability, anxiety, feelings of sadness, things like that, or any individual cues that you find are relevant to you. And of course, learning to tune back into those subtle signals of hunger can take some trial and error, can take some practice, especially when you've tried to ignore or trick your body's hunger signals for such a long time as you did. But with enough practice and with self-compassion and persistence, you can get back to eating in a way that sustains you throughout the day without having to impose rules on yourself or give in to diet culture's demonization of quote-unquote overeating. So thanks again to Devin for that great question. And if you want to submit your own question for a chance to have it answered either here or in my newsletter, Food Psych Weekly, you can go to ChristyHarrison.com/questions. That's ChristyHarrison.com/questions. And then if you're hearing this episode when it airs and you want to ask me all your burning questions about intuitive eating for the next 3 months or so, plus get support from a great community of people, come join my online course, Intuitive Eating Fundamentals. The course closes for enrollment on June 24th, so now is a great time to sign up if you want to take advantage of the Q&As and the forum, because all of that stuff is not going to be there the next time I reopen the course. The course also has 13 modules of audio and written content teaching you the ins and outs of intuitive eating. Plus, there's a library of dozens of past Q&As that I've done with hundreds of answers to questions that'll be yours no matter when you sign up. If you're ready to break free from diet culture and make peace with food, you can learn more and sign up for the course at ChristyHarrison.com/course. That's ChristyHarrison.com/course. If you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you'd take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can see all the places to subscribe at ChristyHarrison.com/subscribe. That's ChristyHarrison.com/subscribe. To get full show notes and a transcript of this episode, go to ChristyHarrison.com/278. That's ChristyHarrison.com/278. And to get the transcript, just scroll down to the bottom of the page and enter your email address. This episode was brought to you by my first book, Anti-Diet: Reclaim Your Time, Money, Well-being, and Happiness Through Intuitive Eating, which is available wherever books are sold. Just go to ChristyHarrison.com/book to order it now. That's ChristyHarrison.com/book. Big thanks, as always, to our editor and sound engineer, Mike Lalonde, community and content associate, Vinci Chui, and administrative assistant, Julianne Watasek, for helping me out with all the moving parts that go into producing this show every week. Our album art was photographed by Abby Moore Photography and designed by Melissa Alam. Our theme song was written and performed by Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. And I'm your host and producer, Christy Harrison. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, stay psyched.